Kenora, Aunt. The relaxation of re-entry requirements for Canadians returning from visits to the U.S. has prompted Dr. Kit Young-hoon to advise against travel at this time. The medical officer of health for the Northwestern Health Unit says travel to areas such as Minnesota comes with a risk. The state currently has one of the highest rates of COVID-19 infection in North America. As of Tuesday, Canadians visiting the U.S. for less than 72 hours are no longer required to present proof of a negative PCR test when re-entering Canada. Young-hoon said there have already been a number of COVID-19 cases involving people who recently traveled to Minnesota. She's recommending that local residents avoid travel to any high-risk area for non-essential purposes. For those who still decide to travel, Young-hoon said it's important to remember that there may be different public health measures at the destination, which could put visitors at greater risk of being exposed to the virus. While away, practice all precautions to prevent infection and avoid large indoor gatherings, she said. She also noted that children returning from a visit to the U.S. cannot attend school for the following 2 weeks. If someone under 12 visits the U.S., they must stay home from school or daycare, limit contact with others, avoid extracurricular activities, and must wear a mask and physically distance when in contact with non-household members for 14 days after returning, Young-hoon explained.